Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to the final segment of Project Independence in You. On this date, January 11, 2019, the first Project Independence in You radio show of the year. So we were talking to Christina all about what's going on. We were talking about a nice Valentine's Day event at Harbor Links.
Yes, there's tons to catch up on. And I also really want to remind people, too, you know, that Project Independence, we have all these different committees. You know, so we have our advisory committees that are for each region that meet every month. And it's really the place where we're able to kind of get what's needed in the community, what's happening in the community, GEARS programming. We can talk about all different kinds of things there. And, you know, we just had our radio show committee meeting this week as well.
Which was very good.
Which is, you know, and that's what was, like, making me actually think of was the fact that in that meeting, too, you know, there's amazing. I mean, it's the I'm not biased.
But, no, not at all.
But there really is an amazing group of people from all the different regions. You know, it's like the super advisory committee.
New people coming in, the room
was
packed.
No, and that's something that actually was really wonderful about 2018 was that we got a lot of people that were interested in co-hosting. It's getting a little more stressful because people are getting angry that, you know, it takes a while because we have to get through everyone, the rotation to
Maybe
schedule every month.
Maybe we have some favoritism here.
Well, it's an auto signed up from the beginning.
You know what? It's a shame we didn't have a new 82-inch TV that they have now.
Oh.
They have these 82-inch TVs.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a big thing have an 82-inch TV.
Mm. Yeah, 82.
Wow,
and
82
days. And I don't fit that in. 82 days.
82 days
to
Christina's birthday.
I mean, listen, we take off 2 weeks for the holidays, and all of a sudden we're at 82 days, which is really just...
You know what? That's hard for me to
believe. Well, and Christina is planning a birthday party,
last week we celebrated your birthday.
I know, right? I don't know. It just gets harder to top each year. I don't know what
I'm just stressing everyone out. We're giving them a head start to really get the panic in.
Yeah.
But... You know, it was really nice because, like I said, there are new co-hosts who are interested. And the committee meeting is even made up of people who just want to come and give suggestions. They don't not necessarily want to be a co-host or, or whatnot. But it's really, the suggestions were great. We have, I have a lot of work to do.
And you know what?
Down thing.
It's also the professionalism, the people in the room, the careers. We have authors and... doctors and I mean, you know, just very, and you know, we have strong town advocates that come and make sure everybody's, you know, toes the line or doesn't toe the line or whatever.
It's a good cross section of people.
No, it is. And one of the suggestions, which was, you know, to promote on the show, you know, upcoming things. So, I mean, if anyone knows me, I schedule things very far in advance.
Yes.
So, you know, we had
like
mentioned
her birthday party.
We had mentioned next week's show, but also coming in January. On the 25th, we're going to have a topic of being your own best health advocate, which is something we always stress, the importance of that. Because, you know, unfortunately, you need to be an advocate for yourself in so many different areas. So we're going to find out kind of how to do that. And
that's
it's
one that's very hard to get across to people, the importance of being your own health advocate.
Yeah, because everyone, you know, it's unfortunate because you're not – someone won't always be there 24/7, whether it's an aide or a family member. It's not the easiest thing in the world. So it's important to kind of get the tools to really advocate for yourself and have everything, you know, ties into all this of planning and having
and
things in order.
That was the big topic in the Great Neck Advisory back in the day, Christina.
That's
when
exactly
you and
what I thought
were
of, yes.
Facilitating it. And you know, in that whole theme of, you know, you've got to be able to advocate for your, you know, advocate for yourself. You can't always depend on someone else. That's where Circle of Support came from.
That's exactly what I was saying.
How do you start? How do you become your own advocate? You know, funnily enough, there was this comedian on the other day, and he said, you know what the funniest thing about going to the doctor is? You know, is we lie to the doctor. We don't even tell him the truth. The doctor's like, how you been feeling? So hey, true. You know, hey, Bill, how you doing?
It's
great.
So true.
Well, you know, feel great. Why are you here?
Yeah,
you know,
right.
What's going on?
Oh, I like you.
You know,
exactly
right.
True.
You know, they don't want to kind of make the doctor feel like he's doing something wrong because his patient's sick. And you're not almost honest with your doctor. But, you know, you need to be upfront with the doctor. What's hurting
it's very
and
true.
How long have you
everything's
been
everything's good. I'm great.
You know, how long have you had this sore throat? You know, it just started yesterday. Well, you know, it's been like 2 weeks and you haven't gone to the doctor. They have to understand.
Well,
that's,
that's an interesting subject because I know people who will remain nameless, all right? And I say, well, was that doctor talking Portuguese? I said, what didn't you get? I was with him at the doctor. I said, what didn't you get about what the doctor told you to do? I said, you interpreted that completely the way you wanted to.
Right.
And you completely blew away what the doctor said.
Yeah.
So why bother going?
Right.
You know, truthfully.
Yeah, it's definitely a
I can understand, let's judge and debate a little bit here, but, you know, the doctor's trying to do for you what is best for your situation.
Right.
If you lie to the doctor.
Right. Or you withhold. I don't know
withhold.
If it's lying.
Withhold.
It's
I like that word better. Withhold.
It's more withholding.
Yeah.
It is.
Withhold or distort.
Yeah.
You know.
But so we're going to have that topic on. And that
well, that's a
also,
good topic.
Yeah.
We're
going
to have on someone coming in to talk about medication management.
That's another
which
one.
Is equally an important topic. And they're, that's from St. John's
What show
University.
Is that
they're,
on?
That's the 25th of January.
That's the same day as Judy's State of the...
Judy... It's the same day, yes. That's the 20th, yeah. So, listen, you could really be super informed that day. But medication management, we all know, is... that actually even came up in our radio show committee, how overwhelming that is and really how important it is to constantly update.
That actually came up in my exposure when my wife took a spill 6 weeks ago. Is that I wasn't completely clear on what she was taking and when she was taking it. And that just brought to light the need, even though you may have a list, you don't know when they take it or, you know.
No, because I know with my grandfather,
specific...
it is. It had to be. And that's what me and my mom ended up doing. You know, as my grandfather got older, you know, we really needed to. And it's so important also to really reevaluate things and to see your doctor and see if things should change. Because, I mean, how many seniors do we know that have been on a medication for a lot of years, and you know they might not need it anymore.
They don't need it anymore, right?
You know,
right.
So it's constantly something that you need to, and really to be upfront with and aware, and tell the doctors too, because if you're prescribed something else, it could have some kind of interaction with. You know, it's just important to constantly kind of reevaluate. And Otto has, which
no,
always
as,
sticks
as
out
a
in
result,
my head.
I thought I had it covered with a little area here that says you know medications. But what we did since the experience 6 weeks ago is both of us now have. A full detailed list on when you take it and what it's for, and so somebody can just look at this.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. You know, just call
you know,
up and ask for Otto.
well,
send
true.
Otto in.
A lot of people have no idea. Who,
it's so
you know.
Important.
It's so,
And, we used to have the program, The Vial of Life. I don't know if we're still doing it.
Yeah, The Vial of Life is still out there. Yeah,
that's the fire department.
Right,
yeah,
you put all your pertinent documents in the freezer or on the refrigerator. You know, you put that little symbol that you have The Vial of Life.
Right.
The fire department or the police then open the freezer, and in there is a bag that has all the information. And included in there is supposed to be an updated list of your medications.
Mm-hmm. But what I'm suggesting is don't just have be an updated list of the medications.
Right, it's like the dosage
have
and
a list
of
the details of how you actually take this medication and when you take it.
Yeah,
and what for. And
No, and that's what...
Do you take it with food? Do you take it before bed?
What food can't you take?
I take it at bedtime or, you know...
Absolutely.
But
so
I didn't know any of that, and now
there
I was because, you know.
Yeah. But it's all, you know, it's just it's what goes on there, and we're just trying to educate.
You are perfectly aging in place, Otto, I have to say.
I know.
You are just the...
You know, the
definition for aging in place.
It's a true aspiration for
all.
Yeah,
but you know what? It's a process that's ongoing.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's what's important to mention is that you constantly have to. It's like, you know, it'd be nice if it was like, you know, all right, I did it. Boom, check it off the list. I never have to do this stuff
again. I've had
the
good fortune of being involved with this program from the beginning. And as a result,
he has so much knowledge.
I learned a lot. I learned more than I realize because, like you said earlier, you had calls from a couple of friends. I've had calls from friends also.
Yeah.
And it's amazing what people don't know.
Yeah.
You know, they just don't know.
Absolutely.
They're not exposed to it, or they don't think it's important to know at this time until something happens.
Right. Then, and that's what we're trying to teach people, is to prepare before the emergency happens. Yeah. And then we have in February, Otto will be back with us, and we have Supervisor Judy Bosworth on, who's actually going to recap on the show about the state of the town.
Oh, very
so
nice.
So that will be a wonderful show.
I better listen.
and then you better pay attention, Otto. You always do. On
February 8th, we're going to have the EPIC program on, which is the Elderly Pharmaceutical Insurance Coverage Program, which helps with the cost of pharmaceuticals, which we certainly know can be a lot. And we have Wayne Wink on that day.
Just one comment about EPIC. The income level for that is like $100,000. A lot of people don't realize, you know, $100,000 when you get into the retired category where you're on an, maybe you had a pension, probably not. A lot of people do not make $100,000 that get into the retired category.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more people eligible for EPIC than realize.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a wonderful thing to actually mention.
Right.
So they will be on it with Wayne Wink that day. And then on February 15th, we have a doctor coming on to talk about heart health, because February
Good
is
day.
Heart Health Month.
Yeah, sure.
And then we have on actually a topic, it's called Mind Over Bladder, a step-by-step approach to achieving continence, which was a topic that I've got received interest in from a lot of people.
Fabulous.
It's definitely, it's not so much a comfortable topic, but oh my God, we're at 52.
So we have like 50 seconds, so we have to, you know, always thank the station for allowing us to have Project Independence over these years. Thank you to Dan Cox, the director, Janine Solaro, the administrator, and of course, Victoriana Rado, our engineer extraordinaire. It's always wonderful. Otto, thank you so much. As always, you're fabulous.
And thank you, Rebecca, for filling in, as
always.
Ron
and Greg and everybody. I'm sure next week will be a great show, and you're very
welcome.
And we're
fully in 2019, so stay tuned to great programming, new co-hosts, and great new topics.
So let's, you know, same thing next week, same channel.
That's right.
Have a great, safe weekend, everybody, and you can listen to us next week. This is Project Independence, and you out.